This, of course, is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Two crises this hour and two local politicians, conversations with two local politicians with rolled up sleeves taking action. A governor and a chief of police. In a moment, we'll talk with a police chief with a whole different idea of law enforcement to deal with the nation's heroin crisis. But we begin with the burning out west and a politician who is dealing with that, the biggest part of it. Three firefighters were killed and four others injured in Washington state as they tried to fight one of the more than 100 wildfires burning out west. The three firefighters lost their lives when winds shifted unexpectedly near the towns of Twisp and Winthrop. Here's Sheriff Frank Rogers speaking to Como TV in Seattle.
The bottom line, this was hell in here. It's just obvious. It was blowing in every damn direction. We lost three.
Residents of both towns were ordered to evacuate. 1.1 million acres in the West are in flames, a war front being met by 200 active duty soldiers, 25,000 firefighters and individuals, including some inmates who are working to fight the blaze. It's the first time in nearly a decade. 2006 was the last time the Defense Department allowed active duty soldiers to serve as firefighters. Governor Jerry Brown of California is in the middle of a drought emergency and is watching some of the worst fires in his state's history. It requires a level of mobilization and resources that pulls from every bit of his long experience as a California politician.
The historic droughts that California has seen over the centuries were periods where rain and snow was diminished. But now we have an additional factor, and that's rising temperature. And the vegetation, they're very, very dry. They're like tinder. They just explode upon contact. So in our most recent fire, without winds, the fire spread in every direction. That's completely unprecedented. And we think that is a climate change consequence. So we're short of water. People have to conserve. Farmers have to find greater efficiencies or let their land lie fallow. And we're increasing our spending on personnel and equipment to fight fires that have at least another 2 months to go.
All right. So do you think this fire situation is different from previous fire emergencies you've dealt with or that have been dealt with in your state?
This fire is different. Usually in late August, September, the Santa Ana winds start blowing, and that definitely pushes more fire and spreads it more quickly. This fire, the Rocky Fire in Lake County, California, spread in all directions with very modest winds.
All right, then if this is different and it's spreading with modest winds, why not a more aggressive use of personnel, the National Guard, the military, to deal with these fires earlier on in the crisis?
Well, we're spending $100 million more this year and $100 million more last year. So we're putting in money. We're getting personnel from many other surrounding states. We've bought more tankers to drop chemical on these fires. We're doing a lot. Now, going forward, we probably want to do more preventative fires, more rangeland management. So there's lots of things to do. But I would say we're at full throttle when it comes to fighting fires in 2015.
An inconvenient truth came out many, many years ago. It seems to me that much more preemptive work could have been done to both pre-position water programs and water strategies for this drought and pre-position assets to deal with the fires, but neither was done.
Well, that might be true if you're in a tiny little state like Vermont or Rhode Island. This is California. We stretch from the Oregon border to the Mexican border. If you want to pre-position, where do you pre-position? In the northern state, part of the state, or 500 or 600 miles to the south. So we don't know where or when the fires break out. We have to be ready. So I would say the fire officials have done a credible job. But the fact is temperatures are rising. And as they rise, and then when drought occurs, we get these conflagrations and the problems that you've probably seen on television.
Let's talk about your water tunnel project for a moment, if we could. Can you rule out at this moment the acquisition through eminent domain of farmlands in the Delta before the tunnel project is actually approved?
I don't know that anyone ever raised the question of ruling that out. We've been working on this project for years. In fact, the general concept of bypassing the Delta has been thought about since my father was governor in the late 50s. So the fresh water that comes from the rivers of the north and flows through the delta and then gets into the aqueduct to go to Silicon Valley, if we don't have this tunnel, then we're subject to the vagaries of the weather. And the fresh water is protected for a number of miles by only dirt levees. Those dirt levees are 100 years old. They will fail. Now, they're going to fail because the sea level rises. They're going to fail because extreme weather events or because of an earthquake. So we have to do something. In order to do something, you do whatever you have to do on a large construction project. We're going to do the best we can. I have no doubt this is in the best interest of the state. And while there's a very vociferous opposition in the local area, looked at from the point of view of the state, looked at from the point of view of tens of thousands of pages of careful environmental and technical analysis, and looked at from the point of view that engineers have been thinking about this for decades, I would say delay is not our friend, but proceeding apace is the wiser course.
I'm not criticizing the project itself. I'm just asking, will you use eminent domain to acquire farmlands in the Delta to construct the project?
Whenever you build a bridge or a road, eminent domain is an available tool. Many times the landowners will sell or lease whatever space is required for the project. So eminent domain is a reality in contemporary society for the public good. If you don't have eminent domain, people don't sell. So if you're asking me, forswear it, I would say that that isn't the way projects are built.
Jerry Brown is the Democratic governor from California. Tomorrow we'll hear more about Governor Brown's visit with Pope Francis and his hopes for action on climate change and the environment worldwide.